Cape Talk.
Bob's Wire.
12 minutes past 6 o'clock it is. Good morning to you, Barbara. We start in Joburg, where I suppose quite a bit of protest action in the city centre is causing a lot of traction on social media.
Yeah, it really is, since yesterday late afternoon going into the night. And the videos are shocking, I have to say. They show protesters hurling, pelting the cop vehicles with stones, and then cops apparently fired back with rubber bullets. But, you know, a lot of the posts sort of said foreign nationals on them. And then a lot of people on Twitter said we're very critical of that, saying, you know, that's very xenophobic, what fuels xenophobia. Police have identified these as foreign nationals who are street vendors who are unhappy about a counterfeit goods seizure. But it got so chaotic that the JMPD chief himself, David Tembe, posted a warning, which is quite unusual, on Twitter, telling people to avoid the area.
Yeah, it's totally unacceptable. I am a supporter of people enjoying their right to protest if they are unhappy with something. But why go through the process of then destroying property and therefore impacting negatively on somebody else? It really, really does not make sense. Well, we know that the Two Oceans Aquarium does amazing, amazing work. And I suppose the rescue of the Cape fur seal pup is just another feather on their cap, isn't it?
Yeah, so yesterday I actually spoke to Kina about a video that was posted on USA Today of Namibian kayakers rescuing two seal pups from twine, fishing twine. So it was quite kind of weird and coincidental, or maybe not, sadly, given the ocean pollution, that this came up on Facebook last night. And Mareka Musson is a curator at Two Oceans Aquarium, and I think more in her personal capacity was notified. She lives in that area, I think, and she's a surfer. But NSRI was notified very soon about these two animals, a seal pup and a loggerhead turtle. And the videos and the pictures are incredible. I've posted them on capetalk.co.za. People, please go and look at this. They're invisible in the mess of a fishing net. They call it ghost fishing gear. So it's sort of fishing trawlers, nets that get loose and then sort of float around in the ocean, mixed with sort of sea life debris. And the incredible patience and calm with which these rescuers cut them free. The seal was fine eventually and hurried back into the waves. The turtle, Mareka said, was taken back with her to the aquarium for some TLC and warming up and for a good checkup. But she said the patient is doing well.
Which is good to hear. Let's finish off with a woman in the Big Apple who's turned 107 years old.
Yeah, look, she's not the oldest woman, but I think the story was so sweet. The video was really sweet. She said they asked her, what is your secret to your longevity? And she said, you know, she dances a little bit still. She does this, that, and the other exercises. But she said, really, the reason is she never got married. She said she thinks the secret to her staying long
There's
and living hope a long
for
life
us.
Is staying single.
There's hope for us, I tell you.
Exactly.
Barbara, thank you very much indeed. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Barbara Friedman back with Kinokamis on Monday morning.